Thank you, Coach. Next up on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Jonathan Sipis. The Badgers are the number 12 seed in the Big Ten tournament, and will take on number 13 Illinois in the first game of the Big Ten tournament on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks again for joining us. If you could, please start us off with a few opening comments, and then we'll turn the call over to media for questions.
Yeah, we're excited, as is everyone, and I think as several of the coaches have mentioned, I think, you know, at least in my 4 years in the league, this is the best as a whole the league has been, and obviously the teams that have put themselves in position to play in the postseason. I think from our standpoint, we feel like we've been able to play and again, be ahead and have opportunities to win games against a lot of different teams in this league. And, we're able to, we had the bye this past weekend. And I think really being able to set, you know, our mind for us to get ready, you know, for an Illinois team that, as Nancy said, you know, has had great moments. Has had a couple freshmen really step up for them. I've watched them, and from when we played them at the beginning of February, even though it might not show in the results, they are better. And I think the Big Ten tournament, and we can speak from our run last year, gives you that opportunity to make history. And you know, obviously, it starts with the very first game on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. But I think our kids are excited. I think knowing. We're in a good mental state, I think, after having this weekend where we didn't play, to get ourselves ready. And it's coach's take, but to take one game at a time. But I think to look on our experience, especially last year, that majority of this group went through on that run that was historical coming from that first day.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open the floor to questions from the media.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Sipis. Wondering what kind of steps you hoped Sydney Hilliard would make this year before the year, and kind of how it played out for her, clearly a foundation piece for you moving forward and kind of where she ended up in regards to her career arc.
Yeah, obviously Sydney's somebody that, is a Wisconsin kid that stayed home and was really, really important for us to make her, to be a Badger. And I think she's done an amazing job because, she was injured a little bit early on in the preseason, kind of got in her groove a little bit in the non-conference. And then in the third game, gets a concussion and misses a couple games. And so it's never been a steady introduction. But I think she's been at her best. One thing that I think she's had the luxury of having two other guards on the floor with her that have been through the Big East Wars in Kendra Van Leeuwen and Nia Beverly. And I'm really proud because I think she's done it in a lot of different ways. When we watched our game film from our first game versus Illinois, she led us. She had 13 rebounds, and that was coming off a game, at Indiana, where she had 23 points. So she's made her impact. I think she's obviously very good with the basketball and getting to different spots on the floor and able to get to the free throw line. And, I think having an ability, for us to have balance, to have another scoring threat, especially one from the perimeter variety, has been really important to us. And, to help somebody like, Imani Lewis and Abby Leshefsky, it's really important we have that inside-out balance. And she's provided that. And, she has a great toughness about her and is willing to step up and do different things based on the game. But really proud of her. And I think the future is so bright because I think she sees us, people set up scouting reports and how she's played, how that's going to help improve her game, stretching the floor from the outside, knocking down open shots to help her be able to get, to the rim and get to the free throw line.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Christy Winterscott of Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. You spoke about the reset of the team's mind and approach coming into postseason. How much does the confidence of making the run that you did in the tournament last year factor into that with your core group?
Well, it's obviously, four of the starters were part of that group. Three of them starting in Nia, Kendra, and Imani. And Abby had some really good games in that stretch, especially against Michigan in the quarterfinals. So, you know, as much as we talk about it, I think it's equally as important as they're, you know, making sure and talking to our younger ones who, you know, who last year at this point are playing for state championships at the high school level. So, you know, it definitely, you're trying to put together the confidence in, you know, the great moments we've had this year and the ability to play with the top teams in the league, you know, like Iowa, like Northwestern, like Rutgers and Indiana, and, you know, be able to put them in that mindset of we've done it already this year with the whole group and Tail, and you've got a group that's got that experience. As much as the coach is talking to it, especially when you're talking about being in March, I think so much having that be player-led and having that confidence and having the understanding what's about to come. And, you know, getting ready and I think trying to put that same sense of urgency. I think our seniors last year did a great job with that, Christy. And, you know, Marcia Howard and Kelly Carlos, and obviously it showed with how well they played during that run in the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Vera Jones of the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Hey, what can we get you as this being your last Big Ten tournament? What can we bring some cheese from Wisconsin, or what would be the best, you know, present? Because I'm not gonna say goodbye, because you're still gonna be around basketball even when you're not there.
Yes, I will. Chocolate works, but anyway.
All right.
My question is just based on when you your team averages 3-point field goal makes per game, and so that's not a huge part of your MO or the personality of your team. So I'm just kind of curious, strategically, what do you do to counter that? Is there more emphasis on how you get looks on the inside, or is there the green light for people to take the open shots anyway?
Yeah, you know, I think it's twofold. We're talking about people that are going to move on to the next stage. You know, I can remember being at Notre Dame and you know, Harry Perretta saying that at times you've got to make sure kids are, even if you're not a great 3-point shooting team, you have great spacing and the kids have to take certain shots. Now, obviously, we're not going to have kids just take shots to take shots, but you've got to have spacing and got to be a threat. And, you know, obviously we bring Suzanne Gilreath, who is our best 3-point shooter off the bench. But, you know, with the starting guards as well as Julie Pashkusklova, you know, off the bench, they've got to be in a position. If not, you know, Abby and Imani and Sarah Stapleton and Courtney Fredrickson are going to have 2 and 3 people around them all the time. So I think spacing, and I think our kids have to be in a position if they're open, especially after good ball movement or inside out or a drive and kick, you know, to step into that shot and be a threat, you know, and make the defense come out. That makes obviously the post feeds easier, you know, so that we're not playing with so many people, you know, surrounding our post players. And again, I think that's when we've had the most success is when we've had, you know, that balanced scoring. You know, we've gotten great production from our inside tier kids the whole year. I think it's when you have that balanced scoring with another perimeter threat that we've had the most success.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you so much, Chris.